I'm going to tell a story on Terry and Frank a little bit. The other day, this woman right here, you need to see the DVD of Miraculous Testimonies of America's Healing. Hers and her husband's testimonies is three 30-minute shows. On the first DVD, they're set number 2, 3, and 4, because them and their children all got healed after she come in contact with God. When I told her that the reason her children were all sick is because of her sin, she thought I was crazy. But she found out I wasn't. And then when she did what God told her to do, it restored their marriage, it healed all of her children. And now the last 5 years, they don't go to the doctor no more.
Amen.
But the other day, they went to a place, I believe it was a pastor's house, wasn't it? Or your boss, Frank's boss, whoever that was. Isn't he a pastor? And they were going to take communion. And he didn't tell them it was real wine. Well, Terry don't like to take communion with real wine. And she just doesn't do it. And so when she tasted it, the first thing she rose up in herself was, I ain't never coming back here because I don't like this. But she thought, no, I can't. This is, my husband's in control here, not me. Yeah, yeah. So she goes to her husband and says, honey, I don't really want to take real wine at communion. So could I be excused and not go when you go over there when y'all are going to take communion? Mm-hmm. And he thought a minute and he said, sure, that's what you want to do. You can stay home those nights. Mm-hmm. Now, see, who did she trust? Her husband and God.
That's right.
And so by doing that, when Frank went back and said something to the man, he said, why is Terry not here? Well, she didn't want to come because the communion with real wine. Oh, he said, so she's disobedient. She's not submitting to you. Frank said, no, she asked me and I gave her permission. Now, will God bless that?
Yes,
yes he will. See? But not many women will do that. They'll tell their husband what they're going to do. Don't you tell me what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. And you want to be sick and afflicted and be tormented by the devil? Just do it your way. I mean, God's the one made all these rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, husbands, what did God tell the husbands to do? What did he say? What's number 7 say, Dave? Maybe we should stop right there. All the guys said, let's don't go to number 7.
No,
but see, when God made the rules, he didn't just leave one of us out, did he?
Right.
He covered the whole spectrum. He says, amen. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, guys, let me tell you what. If you're a young man, or if you're an old man, you better learn, you better gain some knowledge about your woman. Because she don't think like you do.
No, that's right.
Now, that's the problem. We think women think like we do, but they do not. You have to dwell with a woman according to knowledge. Now, let me ask you this question, all of you guys, and I know all of you want to walk in divine health and not be sick. So most men never think about giving their wife a birthday card. But you always get one, right? She gives you one. Most women, not all women, but most women always buy their husband a birthday card. Now, why do they buy their husband a birthday card? Because they want one. That's exactly right. They don't want you to forget. I want a birthday card. Now then, guys, you know, you ask a guy, did you get married? Yeah. Do you have a wedding? Yeah, we had one. What'd you wear? I don't know. How long was it you got married? Oh, 5 years ago. You don't remember what you got married? Nope. You go over and say, you're his wife. What did he wear when you got? Oh, he had a white coat on. He had black trousers on. He had a belt on like this. He had black shoes. And she names it. Everything. Wow. How do you remember that? That's the way women are made.
That's right.
They pay attention to detail. You know, after we get through the healing school, Cheryl and I'll be talking about some things or something. She said, you know, the woman that come down with a red coat on.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't remember. Oh, she had glasses on, too. And her hair was brown?
Yeah.
No, don't remember. Don't remember. What? How could you have missed that? I'm a man. You know, I don't look. I don't pay attention. You know? So, I mean, I'm seriously, you know, I do not pay attention to detail like that. I'm here to teach you the word and pray the prayer of faith for you and get you healed. I don't care if you come in a pair of blue jeans. I don't care if you come in ragged clothes. I don't care if you have a $5,000 suit. It makes no difference to me. None whatsoever. And so I'm not going to say, she said, oh, you remember that guy come down, had that really glistening, bright suit on? Now, if you happen to wear one that had lights flashing on it, I might remember that. But outside that, I won't remember. I don't even try to remember, because God told me I'm not to show respect to persons. Is that right? And if I do, what do? I'm sinning. And that means he cuts off my anointing. And so I don't want that to happen. So likewise, ye husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Exactly. Now, how many of you guys would like to have your prayers answered every time you pray? Ooh, I love mine to get answered every time. And so that means I got to love this girl. Even when she's not lovable, I got to love her. Ooh. So, girls. Oh, she's always low. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'll agree with that. So, you girls, always be lovable to your husbands. You know, be that sweet, gentle, loving thing so he can walk in love with you. And then when he prays for you, because just like I told you all a while ago, Cheryl learned a tremendous lesson about authority. I know I'm getting down to it, yeah. And I'm coming right back in where I was 30 minutes ago. Whenever she learned this authority that she didn't know. Now, she could pray for herself before we got married, but once God brought us together, she can't pray for herself no more. Because she should submit to me in how much? What? You're supposed to submit to your husband in what? So anytime you need prayer, where are you supposed to go? To your spiritual head. You're supposed to go to your spiritual head. Well, she didn't know that. Well, see, it's Scripture. It's written in the Word of God. But a lot of people don't believe it, don't know it. But Cheryl didn't know it either. And so we're laying in bed in wee hours of the morning, 1, 2 o'clock, whatever, and I'm sound asleep. And I don't know, she's not sleeping. She reaches over and taps me and says, honey, wake up. I said, what's wrong? She said, you got to pray for me. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I just got a stomachache that's killing me. I got a fire in my stomach. I said, well, how long you had it? She said, 2 days. I said, 2 days? That's when you want to say, woman, why did you wait 2 days to ask me to pray for you? Why didn't you do it yesterday in the middle of the day when I was awake? Why did you have to wait till 2 o'clock in the morning and wake me up? You know, but see, you don't go there. You got to love her. You got to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Is that what he said? I said, well, honey, do you know you can't pray for yourself anymore? That's why your prayer's not getting answered. She said, what? I said, the Word of God said you have to submit to me, your priest, in all things. I said, now what you're trying to do is go directly to Jesus and then to the Father, and you're missing your priest. And I said, the king don't like that. He has a list of authority, and he said he can go to the Father. We got the Father first, we got Jesus next, and then we got the men.
That's right.
The husbands, the spiritual heads of their families. And then the wife comes to the husband. The husband goes to the Father through Jesus. Can I get to the Father by bypassing Jesus?
No.
Absolutely not. No. There ain't no way. So I told her, I said, honey, repent. Now, will God forgive you if you repent?
Yes.
And she said, well, Lord, I didn't know this. And she said, Lord, I repent. I didn't know I had to go through my husband. I read where you said submit, but I guess I just didn't understand. It meant all things. Well, see, what do we not understand about submit in all things? Very simple. We just don't believe it. So she repented, asked the Lord to forgive her, and I reached over, laid my hand on her stomach. I said, in the name of Jesus. And that's all that got out of my mouth. Instantly, he healed her. Instantly.
Praise
she
God.
Was instantly healed. Now then. When you do it God's way, does it work best?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. This book full of promises. Now, then, all these wonderful promises that he's got in here, let's look and see what he says here in 1 Peter after the husbands. He says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. And then he finally says, after he says, so that your prayers be not hindered. Do you know what it means to hinder your prayers? It means what the NLT says. It says, otherwise your prayers will not be answered. That's pretty clear, isn't it? So, what?
Someone asked me a question about if their husband put them down and talked about them. Like, in other words, he's not the spiritual head, then what does the wife do?
You do exactly what the scripture said right there. You love him anyway.
That's exactly
you're with
right.
That quiet, gentle spirit. Terry has done tremendous study on this, and she goes and speaks with ladies' groups and everything else now. She's a part of our ministry. And, of course, like I say, their family 5 years ago, Frank and Terry, they were right there at a divorce. I mean, they both couldn't stand each other. And in fact, she had even prayed, "Lord, kill my husband in a car wreck so I can get double indemnity." That's how much she loved him, see. And so, you know, she'd had a grudge against him for 7 or 8 years, and all the kids are sick and everything
years.
Else. And all, huh?
11 years.
Oh, 11 years. All those problems. And then when I told her what to do, I mean, I jumped up and left the church. Said, "You're crazy." And I said, "No, woman, I'm not crazy. You ask God, he'll tell you." So on the way home, she's fussing to God. And she fusses at God and tells him all this stuff. And finally, the Lord speaks to her and tells her, "Terry, did I tell you to submit to me?" "Yes, Lord. And I don't have a problem submitting to you." "What does it mean, Terry?" "Obey." "Okay. Okay, God, I don't have a problem obeying you." He said, "Did I tell you to submit to your husband? Does that mean obey?" He said, "Yes." "Never. It'll be over his dead body when I obey him." And the Lord told her, "No, Terry, it won't be over your dead body. It'll be over your children's dead bodies." Now, that'll get a mother's attention, you know it? So she repented. She went home and told her husband, walked in the middle of the night, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, whatever, Frank's in bed, and says, "Honey, we got to talk." And I can just see Frank now saying, "Well, here he comes. She's ready for a divorce, and I sure am." And she said, "I'm sorry. I ask you to forgive me, and I'll submit to you. I'll obey you. I'll do anything you tell me to do." And after Frank fell out of the bed on the floor and picked himself up about twice, "Really? Are you?" And, of course, that restored and rekindled their marriage. They're back on fire, in love with each other. And since they did that, we prayed for their children, and all of their children have been healed for the last 5 years. And no divorce. Praise God. And they love each other. I mean, they love each other. So Terry's learned what works. She has really went to the scriptures and studied the scripture about wives submit to your husband. If you want to have a blessed home, you got to do it God's way. She's learned it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.